The rain report for September 19, 2014 follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the rain report. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Do you remember your first ham radio contact? Rain founder and producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, remembers his being on 40 meters from his folks' Escondido, California home in April 1965 as a novice class licensee on CW with an Ohio station. My first was on 40 meter CW in early 1975 using an HW16 with an indoor dipole. I was stationed at Myrtle Beach Air Force Base, South Carolina, and contacted a ham in Tampa, Florida, not far from my hometown. For Tanya Anderson, KD9BVZ, her first contact was with the International Space Station on September 8 as part of an ARIS amateur radio in space contact in her St. Joan of Arc Junior High science classroom in Lisle, Illinois. The ARIS event was organized by DARC, the DuPage Amateur Radio Club nearby. Hap spoke with Tanya several days later.
How did amateur radio come into your life?
It came into my life when I attended the ARRL Teacher Institute Workshop for Wireless Technology in Dayton, Ohio. It was recommended that I go to that workshop because we were hosting an ARIS contact. So I went, and I wasn't really sure what I was getting into, or I didn't really know that much about ham radio at the time. But when we were in Dayton, the amateur radio club there was hosting this workshop, and they offered to let us test for our amateur radio license. Anyone who was there, we got to test for free. And so everyone else around me seemed really excited about this. So I said, well, I guess I need to see what this is all about. And so I started studying for the test. And as 4 days of the workshop went on, I kind of understood more and more about what I could do with amateur radio in my classroom and how I could supplement my curriculum here at school. I crammed for the test for 3 days. And on the fourth day, I took the test and passed it. I have been able to share a little bit with the students as far as what they were going to hear when we were on our ARIS contact, as far as call signs and kind of the protocol that was going to take place, going back and forth with us talking and the astronaut talking.
Hello, my name is Caitlin. Was it hard to sit so long in the Soyuz capsule on the way to the ISS? Over.
Hey, Caitlin. Yes, it was hard. My legs hurt a little bit, and after 6 hours, I was ready to stretch a little bit, but it was worth it.
Let's talk about the ARIS contact. What went into that?
After we were accepted, which was a year ago, there was another teacher, the fifth grade teacher, who worked with me on this, and we started developing our curriculum plan for our entire school. So we have K through 8 students that we wanted to get involved and be a part of this ARIS contact. We developed a curriculum for each grade level where they could learn about the astronauts, learn about the space station. The students did research on the crew that was going to be aboard the space station when we made our contact. They learned about the history of the space station and how all of the different countries supplied different parts of the space station, and it was a collaborative effort. All last spring, all of our students, K through 8, were engaged in all these different activities, trying to educate them on who we were talking to, where these people that we were talking to were going to be. They built models. The junior high classes talked a little bit about how we were going to actually connect to them, that we were going to use ham radio. We didn't get too in-depth with that because, unfortunately, I didn't have a bunch of background knowledge to share with them. And the members of the radio club we were partnering with, they weren't able to come in last spring and talk to the students. So I'm hoping now that we can kind of fill in some of those gaps that are missing of how the contact actually took place and the equipment that we used and things like that. But it was kind of a year process for our staff and our students here preparing for the contact itself.
How did you decide on what kids would ask questions?
You know, we went to each of the grade level teachers and we just basically asked for recommendations of students that they felt would be able to get up in front of the school and ask the questions clearly and slowly and not be too overwhelmed by the pressure of standing up in front of everyone. And we were trying to give some kids that maybe didn't get to be in the spotlight all the time a chance to shine.
Hello, my name is Ben. Do you have any type of church services or a chance to receive communion on the ISS? Over.
Hey, Ben, we do not have that officially, but of course, crew members can do in their own time if they like that. They can have church or receive communion, although the problem with the communion is that we do not have any wine.
You're listening to a conversation with Tanya Anderson, KC9BVZ, a Lisle, Illinois science teacher whose first ham radio contact was with the International Space Station September 8, 2014. Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, will conclude his discussion with Tanya in a moment after I tell you that the six-collar county area of Greater Chicago now has its own ongoing online net directory. Check it out on therainreport.com. This is The Rain Report, available on iTunes and via Twitter at hashtag TheRainReport.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Oh, hey, now the obvious question. How exciting was it for you to have an ARIS contact, a contact with the International Space Station, as your first ham radio contact?
Well, it was actually kind of funny because I didn't really think about that until the hams that were here actually said it and started making it into a big deal. I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it, and I thought I was going to just stand over to the side quietly and make sure the children got on stage and ask their questions the way they should and go sit back down. And once they found out that I had recently gotten my license, they said, oh no, this needs to be your first contact. And at first I thought they were kidding because I thought for sure I couldn't do it because I was going to mess it up and I didn't want all that pressure. But then they kind of convinced me that this was a very unique opportunity, and the more I thought about it, it was really exciting.
Not many of us can say we've ever talked with a space station, let alone talked to an astronaut for our first contact. That's pretty exciting. What was your most helpful online source to prepare for your September 8th ARIS contact?
We spent a lot of time on the NASA website, researching the astronauts, the missions, things like that. That was really helpful to just have an idea of who we were talking to when the students were trying to generate questions to ask the astronauts. Since we knew we had a limited time, we were trying to come up with the best questions, the most, I don't want to say the most unique, because I know some of the questions that we said have been asked time and time again, but we wanted to make sure we were making the most of the precious small amount of time that we had. So we definitely used the NASA website as a major resource for our research.
Hello, my name is Marlo. What is your favorite thing you have seen on Earth from the space station? Over.
Things that I saw on Earth. I like volcanoes since I'm a volcanologist, so seeing an active volcano glowing at night, that was amazing.
How do you set up a ham station in a classroom to communicate with the International Space Station?
Well, we actually set it up in our gym. We put the two antennas on top of the roof of the gym, and we were lucky enough to have a hatch that goes from the roof down to one of the side rooms on our stage. So the cables ran from the roof through the hatch down the side room, and we actually had all the equipment set up on the stage. It took us about 6 hours on Sunday, and we had probably about 15 people here helping us get all this equipment set up. It was kind of interesting watching the ropes pull the large antenna pieces up over the side of the building and onto the roof. The group we worked with were amazing. They were a great team, and they got it all done.
These folks were from the DuPage Amateur Radio Club from DuPage County, Illinois.
Correct. I had a technical mentor from NASA who is actually from Montgomery, Illinois. And he was the one that knew exactly what frequency we were supposed to be on and the details like that. That was kind of his department.
It's interesting that the contact with the space station was less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't quite as long as we would have hoped for, I guess, or would have liked. But we heard later that there might have been some other things that were going on that may have delayed the astronaut to being able to answer our call. So I'm fairly confident that we did everything on our end that could have possibly have been done to grab as much of that contact time as we could have. I also told the people that were involved in the contact, even though it was only 5 minutes, that was 5 minutes that the people here will never forget and that'll mean something to them for a very long time.
My name is Mary. What type of research are you doing on the ISS? Over.
Hey, Mary, that's a really good question. We have more than 160 experiments up here in all science directions that there are, I guess. So very important ones are the ones for material science, because we can maybe invent the material of the future for future car engines and plane turbines.
I'm hoping to do some fox hunts with my students. We do study how electromagnetic waves travel and things like that. So when we start talking about those, and we can use the oscilloscope, and I really want to start talking about radio communications then, especially with my eighth graders. I'm also hoping on doing some high altitude balloon launches and tracking. I have a lot of ideas. I just haven't had the time or the resources yet to implement those things.
So we would like to thank you for taking the time to answer our questions today. And from all the students here at St. Joan of Arc, we'd like to say...
73!
NA1SS. This is K9LEZ out.
If someone would like to contact you for some more information on how to set up an ARIS contact for their own school, how would they reach you?
They can reach me through my school email address. It's Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at S-J-A-L-I-S-L-E, so sjalisle.org.
That's Anderson at sjalisle.org.
Tanya Anderson, KD9BVZ, a junior high school science teacher at St. Joan of Arc School in Lisle, Illinois. She may be the first brand new ham to be able to say her first contact was out of this world. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2014, RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for all those connected with RAIN on terra firma, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.